Holger, a lot of people say multinationals are the future, others say they're the sort of incarnate evil on planet Earth. What does your research tell us?
Well, I think our research tells us that it's very difficult to make a clear-cut statement as to whether multinationals are bad or multinationals are intrinsically good.
What would you take out of the research that says they're a good thing and governments should encourage them in?
Well, we find in our research that multinationals create jobs that seem to last longer than jobs created in comparable domestic firms. What we also find is that there are some positive spillover effects, as they're called, whereby domestic firms increase their productivity due to multinationals being present in the same region as domestic firms.
And why might we not think they're wonderful then?
But on the other hand, we also find some negative effects, which shows that multinationals are much more likely, about 40% more likely, than comparable domestic firms to exit the industry, to leave the country. And on the other hand, the evidence for these positive spillovers is also limited to certain domestic firms, where domestic firms need to have some level of capabilities to absorb these positive effects. If they don't have these, there's evidence that they're negative.
So if you're a government, I know this is putting you on the spot, but if you're a government, what should you be doing now in thinking about multinationals? Should you be bribing them to come to poor regions? What's your advice?
Again, it's very difficult to make a statement there because there's unfortunately a lot of competition going on whereby governments outbid each other trying to attract multinationals. What I think needs to be done is to have a careful evaluation of potential benefits and also potential negative effects of multinationals and base a policy decision on a careful economic evaluation.
There is a bit of a paradox here, because on the one hand you're saying they are more footloose, they're more likely to close a plant, but you're also saying jobs last longer. Can you just explain that paradox to us about the multinationals?
Well, we look at comparable domestic firms and multinationals and just look at when they enter and exit the industry. But just looking at these numbers and firm numbers, basically, we find that multinationals are more likely to exit. But we can also then look at multinationals that stay in the industry and compare them to domestic firms that stay in the industry as well. If we compare these two groups of firms, we find that jobs created in multinationals, in firms that survive, are more likely to persist than jobs created in domestic firms that also survive over the same period.
So why might that be, and what story could we tell there?
Probably, on the one hand, multinationals are more likely to exit, are more footloose, because they are, by their very nature, firms with international contacts, and they are probably more likely. And also they have less of a connection with the host country, they are more likely to exit. On the other hand, because their investment decision might involve more economic costs, they're more likely, apparently, to base their employment decisions, their investment decisions, on long-term decisions rather than domestic firms, which might make the decisions more on a short-term horizon.
So they might come and go with slightly more ease, but when they employ somebody, they really intend to stick it out if they can.
Exactly. That seems to be what we find in the data, which, again, has a clear message to government, of course, try and keep the multinationals in the country, because that might give you better jobs.
Okay, good.